Well, the upshot of it is the Farm Bill in 2002, after a pilot had been affected in 2000, rolled out part of the program as a broadband deployment initiative. We set rules up in 2003. We've been, I think we've made about $1 billion in loans so far, but it's been a difficult program trying to match our resources with the demands that are needed in rural America. Essentially, it's if you've got a community on this side of the mountains got broadband, but the houses on the other side don't, that's where you want to get it. It's tough to match up resources and technology. We hope these new rules will do a better job of that. Obviously, this is a proposed rule. We're going to take comments for 60 days. And out of that, we anticipate that we're going to get a better set of guidelines to deploy this technology with.
So to have especially choices out in rural areas, or at least the opportunity to get right. that high-speed internet, what does that mean to those rural communities?
Well, we know. We've talked about it a lot. There are two things going on in rural America right now. If you have access to broadband, and if you're going to be involved in renewable energy in one form or another, all of which is largely rural in origin, you've got a terrific new economic incentive. We believe that it's significantly important to get broadband deployed as cost-effectively and as thoroughly as we can across rural America. The president's committed to this. We're committed to trying to do it. But we have to deal in a competitive environment in a technology-neutral manner and define areas appropriately so that we're not stealing business from the private sector and yet getting people who need access the access that will facilitate their economic livelihoods too. So it's tricky. It's not an easy task, and I wouldn't suggest we're going to have it right or have it perfect, but we're sure working on it.
Thank you very much, Secretary, and we look forward to your comments here.